Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy Wallace, and I host the show. And today I have another great guest. Her name is Linda Drake, and Linda does a few things. And we're going to find out a lot about Linda. And if she likes, we will open the phone lines and let people call in and ask us questions. So, Linda, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me today.
So, Linda, just tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of who you are, what put you on the path, what you have done. I know you've written a book, you know, so let's talk a little bit about all that stuff, okay?
Okay, it's quite a subject. I am the author of Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, Death, Grief, and Communicating with Your Loved Ones in Spirit. I am a medium. Spirit came into my life about 9 years ago and created a miraculous healing of my physical body and convinced me to work with them. And I've been working with them ever since. They announced that I would be a life path healer, and I didn't know what that meant. It was just a bunch of words to me because this metaphysical was not part of my world. But they became my teachers, and we took off together, and it's been an amazing journey.
It usually is a really amazing journey. A lot of people, I think, Linda, go through some of the same things that you've gone through and maybe I've gone through also, but I think that they don't quite understand it, so they're a little afraid to talk about it or they're a little afraid to act upon it. Do you have any advice for people who might be afraid of it or don't quite know how to act upon it?
I understand completely because, as I said, the metaphysical world was not part of who I was prior to Spirit coming in, but it has just been the most amazing time of my life. It has been so full of love and healing for me. Now, when they first come in, it's very scary because when Spirit first announced themselves to me, I just began hearing this voice talking. And so they guided me, and they just assured me that they would guide me through my path and provide me with the teachers that I needed. Now, often we begin hearing things, and what we're hearing is our spirit guides. It's our support group that God gave us because he gave us a whole support group of angels and spirit guides and masters that work with us. And that's what we're originally hearing is our angels and spirit guides talking with us. And so we may get a feeling or, you know, our hands may turn on and get all hot if we're supposed to be healers. Or they may just start giving us messages in our dreams and in our thoughts. And, yes, it can be very scary, but hang on because it's a great journey. And it's one that God wants you to take.
See, again, a lot of people, like mine was very easy for me because mine started when I was 6 with a very freak accident. And so my angel voice has talked to me my entire life. But a lot of people who are not used to necessarily hearing those voices, and all of a sudden they start hearing those voices, they think they've really flipped out or they're crazy or they're losing their mind. Because a lot of people, when they call, they say, you probably aren't going to believe what I'm going to tell you. And it's like, well, don't count on it. You know, there's not too much you can tell me that I don't believe. You know, that kind of thing.
The big difference is if you're hearing something negative, that's not your support group talking. That's not God talking to you. That is, it could be your own ego, or it could be some negative entities that are trying to attracted to you. But if you're hearing this love and comfort and encouragement, you know those messages are coming from your support group, and so those are the ones you should embrace. You know, we can connect with them a lot easier if we go into prayer and meditation. Always pray before you go into meditation. You know, people forget that we have to protect ourselves, but always pray before you go in and pray for protection and then go right in and begin go into meditation and begin listening and talking with your support group because they've just got the most amazing guidance for you. It makes life so much easier. I didn't realize how much I was struggling with life until I began listening to them, and it just made life so much easier.
Yeah, I agree with that. In today's world, Linda, there are many, many people who are struggling. And they're struggling out of fear, worry, desperation. And I mean, it's like I know they're hearing their help people. I know they're hearing their angels, their gods. I know they're doing that. But they're so caught up with their logic part of their brain and, oh, my God, how am I going to make it through another day, that somehow they do not quite hear it until something kind of major goes wrong or they don't have a choice. Do you find that to be true?
That's what I call the two before. they try and try and try to get their messages through to us, and we're just so caught up in struggle. Just going to work, coming home, you know, feeding the family, taking care of, you know, the functional things in our life. We get so caught up in that, and it's full of negativity. It's full of worry and fear and judgment. It's full of all of that. And so we get more and more distance between us and our spiritual self, our human ego and our spiritual self, that we lose that connection with them. And so right now, God is wanting us to reconnect with our spirit. And so he's awakening a lot of people, many, many people, many healers that are amazing, have these amazing gifts, as so many of you do. And he's awakening us and trying to get us to pay more attention to our spiritual support groups, to the fact that we did come into this lifetime to be a healer.
You know, I agree with you, Linda. I think there are many, many people out there who are very natural healers. In fact, I think everybody does have that ability. Think about this. Everybody does heal their own self, whether they know it or not. If you get a cut, it heals. You know, and it's not that you're doing anything spectacular in your own mind, but your body is doing it, which means it has to be connected to your soul someplace. So I would think that most people have the ability to do some form of healing. Maybe not, you know, necessarily like everybody else, but still some form of healing. And I think it's important that people, again, try to follow, you know, what they're feeling, what they're believing, even if they think they're weird or strange, because that's just a typical thing that goes on when you start opening up for the metaphysical part of the world, you know. Now, you wrote a book, Linda. Have you written one book or more?
I've got three books written, and the first one is only my first one's been published yet. The other two are getting ready to be published.
Okay, and the first one is called Expect a Miracle?
I'm sorry, what?
The first one is called Expect a Miracle? Is that the name of it?
The first one is Reaching Through the Veil to Heal.
Reaching Through the Veil,
and
okay, good.
Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, and it's about death, grief, and how we communicate with our loved ones in spirit. Helping people understand, because we don't prepare. Typically, we don't prepare for death. Death is death. You know, the most we prepare for death is maybe just praying that it doesn't happen to us or somebody we love. And you know, we might even take the real stretch to making some funeral plans. But we don't understand what's going to happen when we step through the doorway of death, or even when we began preparing for that doorway of death. Began approaching it. So that's what my book does, is it helps people understand that there is a journey. There is a journey to that doorway of death, and how you can prepare, how you should prepare yourself and your family, and what happens when we lose a loved one. What do we go through when we lose a loved one? And, you know, the stages of grief that we go through, and how we can have that connection with our loved one in spirit. We don't lose that connection just because they've taken off their physical body. We have it. There's a whole journey that goes on, and a whole circle of love that is a part of our life and a part of that journey. And so they bring us messages. They bring us guidance. They bring us support from the other side.
And I think it's real important, because a lot of times when somebody loses a loved one or even a pet that they love, you know, dearly, they do go through a grieving process, and it turns into an anger process sometimes, and it turns into an abandonment process. I mean, there's many, many processes that it all entails for a person who is left here to go through. And I don't think that a lot of people, you know, who have lost a loved one understand, like what you just said, Linda, that it doesn't end there. It just goes on. So I would think if somebody would, you know, get your book, it would probably help them get through a lot of the sadness that they're carrying inside of them, even if it's happened, you know, years ago.
Exactly, because our grief and the pain does not end after weeks or months, and sometimes years, and sometimes we carry that pain to our own grave. and we don't understand. If it's never if we've never gone through it before, we don't understand what death is about. We don't understand what grief is about and how there is hope in that. And so in my book, not only does it have Spirit's beautiful messages of what happens on that soul's journey, but what happens when we go through the doorway of death. And then it talks about, it has these beautiful stories in it that my clients have written, because I've been doing this with Spirit for 9 years now, communicating with the other side and helping people heal and helping people on this journey, whether it's helping them walk through the door, you know, helping them prepare for their own death and helping their families prepare, but also helping them communicate with their loved ones after they've lost them. So, and helping them understand that their loved one comes right back to them to help them with support. So all of these messages are in the book. And then there's a bunch of stories in there. There's so many stories about whether it's the loss of a child and, you know, a baby or even an older child, or whether it's the loss of a spouse, all that we go through, and the loss of a sudden loss, an unexpected loss of an accident, or whether it's walking with that loved one to that doorway, maybe through Alzheimer's. That is so, so difficult. And how the grieving process, we start experiencing the grieving process the moment we're told that they have Alzheimer's, and how we go through that journey with them. And so many people right now are being challenged with a parent or a sibling with Alzheimer's, and it's so difficult. And having your stories in there, multiple stories in there about this, so that people understand that what the journey is going to look like and how you can heal and how you can actually find hope and joy in the process.
And yeah, I think that's real important. Now, you're also an intuitive. Is that correct, Linda?
Yes, I'm an intuitive, yes. And Spirit opened up
ahead.
For me when he came into my life.
If somebody comes to you and says that they have a loved one that died and they'd like to communicate with them, can you do that?
Yes, that's what I do. That's what I do for people, is I help them connect with their loved one in spirit. And then I teach them how they can also, and that's one of the things in our book, you don't have to have me to connect with your loved one in spirit. It may help you get the initial focus for this, but you don't have to have me. They're part of your life. But for people that come to me, that's what I do, is I help them connect with that loved one and get that energy flowing between them. Because sometimes we block our loved one from coming into us. We actually, our grief and our pain actually blocks them from coming in. As hard as they're trying to get their messages and show us, get their messages through to us and show us that they're there, we're often blinded by our pain. And so I help people understand how they can open up their hearts, how they can clear the blockages in their body, so in their emotional body, so that their loved ones can come in and be a part of them.
Yes,
because
yeah,
your loved one's there.
Right. And that's one thing that I think people really need to understand, Linda, like you said. They haven't really lost the person. They've only lost that physical body that person was in. But their soul, their spirit, their energy is still very, very much around. And if we relax and not hold on to the hurt or the anger or abandonment, it can actually be a very, very quick experience, I would think, to have that loved one being brought in.
Oh, it is. It's so healing for us because we're the ones that's left in pain. You know, they're going on. They go on, and they're blessed with their new spirit body and all of this intense love from God that supports them when they cross over, and then they come back to help us, and they become like a fire hose of unconditional love that they're just, you know, pouring this love into our lives. But often it just runs off because we're in such a state of pain. But, you know, sometimes, you know, our life is all made up of relationships, and our relationships are not always with our loved ones, are not always what we want them to be. And sometimes when we lose a parent or a sibling or a spouse and that relationship hasn't been what we wanted, we have so much pain and anger held within our heart, and that doesn't do us any good. It just blocks our life. And so in different areas of my book, I've explained how you can open up and allow that loved one to come in and create a state of forgiveness.
Which
one lady,
really
I'll tell
important.
A real quick story. Yes, okay. Forgiveness is so important. I was setting up a booth in Santa Fe a few months back, and a lady came up to me, and she said, "Oh, you're Linda Drake, and you wrote that book." She said, I'm so happy. You brought such joy into my life." And I said,
"Hello.
No. Hi. Go ahead. You're still on.
This is Rosie Herman.
Go ahead.
How are you doing?"
Yeah, this there's a lady on the line,
oh,
Linda, who
uh-huh.
wants to ask a question, but before we take her question, we're going to finish Linda's story first, okay, and then we'll do your question, all right? So don't hang up.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay, this lady just said that her father had died and she had not been able to get in touch with him. He had not come through to her, and so she was very disappointed. And when I explained on the radio program that she had been listening to that he couldn't come in because her heart was blocked. Her heart, she hadn't given him permission. She hadn't forgiven him, so he couldn't get into her. And so I told her to do a meditation and to forgive and to let go of all of that. And she said that she tried that, and it worked amazingly well. She had a dream, spent all night long walking and talking with her father, and had gotten such forgiveness of him. And their relationship was what she always wanted it to be, even though he had crossed over. So we can have that relationship even if they're on the other side.
Which is, again, real important. Now, caller, can I have your name, please?
Oh, yes, Rosie Herman.
Rosie?
Yes.
Do you have a question?
Oh, the reason I call is because I like to make an appointment with her.
Okay, we're going to give out her phone number shortly. And so after
well, I'm
we
not
out
on the radio.
Number,
that's the only thing. I'm not on the radio.
No, you're on. You can hear me now, and you can hear the internet, right?
Yes.
So we're going to be giving out her phone number and all the information that you can, you know, find to get a hold of her very soon. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll give it out. So just be like a little patient, and then you'll get it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Should I hang
thank
on?
You,
Linda. Linda.
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Okay. Why don't you give out a phone number or website or email or all of them so people who are listening
okay.
could get a hold of you?
Okay. I'm very difficult to get in touch with right now because I'm all over the country doing book signings. So the easiest way is to go to my website, lindadrakebooks.com. That's LINDADRAKEBOOKS.com. And just, you know, leave your name, your phone number for me, and I'll be getting in touch with you. Sometimes it does take me a couple of weeks because I am on the road, so please be patient.
Okay, now, Linda, you said you're going all over doing book signings. So where are you, like, going to be, like, now or very soon? So if people are listening and you're coming to their area, they can come.
I
so, like,
am,
on the book...
For the next 6 weeks, I am in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And if you go to my website, you'll see where I've got book signings and workshops all over the Phoenix area for the whole month. I've got twin grandbabies coming, so we're in this area for the month. But I'm very so. So I love to give my workshops. But I've been so busy lately, I haven't had the opportunity. So this is wonderful that I'm able to do my workshops in this area. So if you're in the Phoenix
mm-hmm.
area, please go to my website.
Yeah, go to Linda's website. It's lindadrakebooks.com, correct?
Yes.
Linda, okay.
Yes,
so if somebody would come to one of your workshops, what would they learn? What would they, you know, get from it?
Well, I have several different subjects of my workshops going on at this time. Often, like at my book signings, at all my book signings, I do an hour to an hour and a half talk about the book Reaching Through the Veil to Heal and how we can communicate with our loved ones in spirit and give messages at my book signings. That's kind of unusual for a book signing, but I like people to understand what they can receive in that book, the messages that they can get of hope and healing. So that's in my book signings, that's what you'll get. And then at my workshops, I've got workshops on past lives. I've got workshops on reaching through the veil. you know, how we can communicate with them ourselves. You know, what happens on the soul's journey? What happens when they go through the doorway of death? What happens, you know, as we go through our many different lifetimes and how we connect with them and our circle of our soul groups and how that all works. So there's the Reaching Through the Veil workshop is really a favorite of people. And so we have just, if you go to the website, you can see all the different subjects that we're going to be covering. As I said, I love to teach my workshops, and I just haven't had the opportunity lately.
When you do the workshop on past lives,
yes.
Do people find that very interesting? Because a lot of people really would like to know kind of who they have been or where they have been in other lifetimes, and yet they're still a little nervous about finding out where they might have been. So when you're doing the workshop, when you're doing the workshop, are people sometimes kind of amazed to find out who they may have been or what they may have gone through?
Oh, yes, and how those past lives still connect with the ones here. As we're going through and looking at those at people's lifetimes, they'll go, yes, that's exactly what I'm that's my interest. You know, I love that country. Or they'll find out what their connection is to a country, to a group of people, to a career, to something that they just really love. They'll find that they still have that same connection. And that's so exciting because you'll see that you have a whole journey, a whole soul's journey behind you and ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are often very, like when I do my readings, they'll say, do you do anything with past life? Can you tell us about past life? And sometimes it's really funny because it just comes. It's not like I'm trying to do it. It's just like I get this vision of them, and I tell them, you know, that I don't know if it's going to make sense to you, but, you know, this is what I get. And they usually go, yeah, I just like you said, I like that place, and boy, that really sounds like I wanted to be there, or I was there, and boy, I'd really like to go back there. You know, so people are kind of excited and amazed to find out that, you know, they have been around many times before. They do have lessons to still learn, is why they're still here, and they just find it interesting to know that, you know, they've gone through some stuff. So I would think the past life ones would be a lot of fun to do.
Oh, I love doing those because so much healing can come about by going back into your past lives, to understanding the journey, because sometimes it's a healing of a physical problem. Sometimes it's a healing of issues that you have with certain people from your soul group. And by going in and forgiving them in from those past lifetimes, then you don't have to have that experience in this lifetime, or you don't have to suffer with that experience in this lifetime.
Yeah, and again, it's really important because people tend, whether it's a past life or 10 past lives before that, they tend to still bring something into a lifetime with them. And it's always interesting to find out maybe where it came from or what caused it so that they can then finally, you know, release it and let go of it.
Yes, if you haven't finished something in that lifetime, you'll just keep on bringing it back with that same person. And what I found is, you know, there's some people in this lifetime I think I'm through with. You know, I think I'm ready to move on. I don't want to do that again.
That's probably a good thing. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who, you know, may have been in a very bad relationship, you know, been married for 10 years or whatever, and they decided they really disliked their spouse, and they go, man, I don't ever want to do that again. But the key there, I guess, is to make sure that it's really finished, or at some point in time, in another lifetime, it's probably going to reoccur.
Yes, that is important. Important that when you get ready to leave a relationship, whether it's your best friend or whether it's a spouse or whoever, that you have healed as much as you can with that relationship and that you have gotten to a place of forgiveness. Now, sometimes that's difficult with, you know, our exes, but that you have gotten to a place of forgiveness with that person and let go any of the old negativity experiences that you chose for this lifetime. Because if you don't let go of that and if you don't forgive them, that means you've got karma with them and you have to recreate that in your next lifetime.
Yeah, I have a story to tell you. Actually, I wrote a book called Raised by Angels because that's how I've been raised. And in my book, it talks about a past life experience that I had to recall in this lifetime. And everybody that was in that lifetime is in this lifetime, and I recognized every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to make it
Isn't
all
it amazing
okay.
Isn't to do that?
Oh, it is. But it's also kind of heartbreaking because it's like, you know, there's so many things that you really do know, and yet there's things that are complicated, even like in this lifetime, so it's not going to happen the way that, you know, I'm perceiving that it should. But at the same time, it's cleaned out some other past karma that I can now say, hey, yeah, I did my part. I did release it. I did let go of it. You know, and it's not easy to do that, you know, with some of the things that's happened. But at the same time, if you don't let go of it, you then will just keep repeating it. And usually it's not any better or worse than it was at the time that you didn't finish it. You know, so those things are all important for people to understand. You know, a lot of people, Linda, will say, you know, I know that person. And they've not really met that person really in this time yet, but they know it. Their soul knows it. Everything in their body knows that they know that person. And it's the strangest effect for most people because it's like they have a hard time trying to put together. And then they go, oh, this must be coincidence. But it really isn't, is it?
There is no coincidence in my world. There's always a plan going on. We just can't see it.
Mm-hmm. And I think people are starting to be more aware of that now than they have in the past. And that's important because that means we're waking up. And we really need to wake up. We've been asleep for a long time.
Our awareness is expanding.
Mm-hmm. With some of these new kids that are coming here, and I don't know if you can answer, Linda, but I'm going to ask anyway because I know that you have the knowledge. A lot of the kids that are coming into the world today, they're very highly intelligent. They have a problem, we think, with focus, or they're diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and all that stuff. Do you really believe that most of these children are really, you know, they really have ADD or ADHD?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. They are just such a high vibration. All of the children coming in right now are a higher vibration than we were. But but some of them are indigos, and some of them are star children, rainbow children, crystal children. You know, all of the higher vibrations are the children that's coming in right now. And they can't label them. Sometimes it's easier to just give them a label and give them some medication than to really find out who they are. And there's some wonderful, wonderful books out there. If you have the opportunity to find The Children of Now, that's by Meg Blackburn-Losey. It's an excellent book to help you understand your children because we have these children, and they're a big part of our lives. We just don't know what to do with them. And
right.
You know, just some of them, yes, some of them do need to be on drugs to be able to focus, on medication to help them calm them down to focus, at least for a period of time in their life. But some of them are being put on these medications, and I call it dummying them down, because
mm-hmm.
they are so intelligent and so far beyond us that we can't understand them.
Right.
And so that makes it very difficult. The schools don't understand them, and they don't know how to teach them. And the parents don't understand what's going on for them.
Right. Well, most of the parents are so busy trying to keep up with everything that they really don't have enough time to try to help these children or to try to understand them because they're caught up in their adult world of I got to make the bills this month, I got to make sure everything is paid for. But these children do need the time, and people need to learn to take time for that because they're teaching us. We just don't realize they're teaching us.
Oh, they are amazing teachers. You know, one client came to me with her little boy, and I started telling her about him before she even started telling me what was mm-hmm. going on. And I started talking about how gifted he was and how smart he was and that he was this very special child. And she goes, you don't understand all the trouble he gets in at school. You don't understand how challenging he is for me. And, you know, he's got all of these problems with being sensitive to this and sensitive to that. And I said, he is just a very, very special child. And you have to treat him like he's a special child and understand where he's coming from, not where you came from. because we try to raise our children the way we were raised. That's all we know.
That's right.
So
it's not working.
No, it's not working. Obviously, look around. You know, we have a lot of children out there that are challenged. And, you know, we're just in our survival mode. Parenting is so hard. I've got 4 daughters and 6 grandsons. And so I know how hard parenting is. And then you start getting in these special children with special needs. And a lot of our really, really high vibrational ones are coming in with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they need our attention. They need our attention because they are our teachers. And so they have to get our attention to teach us. And
right.
So we're just so blessed right now with all of these special children. But you have to learn how to raise them. And it makes it so much easier if you have some instruction on how to raise them.
Yeah, a lot of help. I have a granddaughter that's like that. She's 7 going on 30. And she is a handful without a doubt.
Oh, sure,
but
they are. High vibrational energy.
Yeah, see, I totally believe that these children are here to put this world back together. And I really think if we let them, they will. And they will put it back together the right way. Not kind of a twisted way that we kind of have done it in our own little way. I think they're here for that. And I really think people need to understand that, like you said, they need to be treated like special children because they really are, you know. But see, we don't look at the word special in that way. We look at the word special meaning somebody's, you know, has a very bad handicap or they're very retarded. That's how we look at special. But that's not the case with these kids. I mean, some of them are, but a lot of them are not. And it's really hard for a lot of parents.
Some special needs children because they come in with handicaps. And that's to get our attention. That's so that they won't be forgotten. They'll get our attention with their handicap because they have so much to teach us with that handicap or with that challenge to take us beyond just our logical world. But there's so many of them out there now that, you know, they just want love.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't slow down love enough, long enough just to stop and love them. They're not about war. They're not about all the negative energy. They're high vibrational. They need positive energy. They need peace. And that's
right.
What they're going to be creating in our world.
And without a doubt, our world needs it. When you, Linda, let me ask you again. When you first started on your journey, did you have anybody help you through anything? Other than your own voices and stuff, did you have a person who was there that was helping you to go through it?
Yes. Spirit told me from the very beginning that they would provide me with teachers, in-body teachers. And so, you know, I found spiritual support groups, you know, meditation groups. I found some really amazing teachers to give me the guidance and tell me that I wasn't going crazy, because I needed that confirmation often that I was not going crazy. And so I tell people, you know, search out, read books to give you the guidance you need for this. Find some support groups. You know, you wouldn't believe how positive a spiritual support group is, whether it's a prayer group or whether it's a just a different, you know, book clubs that read these spiritual books, and everybody get together and talk about their experiences. Find something. Reach out. Get out of your world and explore this beautiful spiritual world.
Yeah, it's pretty cool out there. Linda, can you give out your website again so people can get a hold of you?
Yes, it's www.LindaDrakeBooks.com.
Now, you said you have a couple other books that are in the making of getting published.
Yes, I've got 2 books right now that we're working on getting them published. Spirit wrote all the books in one setting, all 3 books in one setting. And, of course, the first book is on death and grief and healing. And the second book is on what is your life purpose. It's a secret pathway to healing your issues. but it talks about what's your life purpose, what challenges you took on for this lifetime, and how to overcome the negativity of those challenges. And then the third book, and it's one we all need, it's called Teaching the Old Dog New Tricks. It's about loving yourself and teaching others to love you.
See, that right there is a really big key, Linda, because a lot of people, I don't think, know how to love themselves because they're raised with the idea that if you love yourself, if you take good care of yourself, you're an ego and you're conceited or you're egotistical, and that's really not the way it is it?
That's not at all. If you don't love yourself, you don't know how to teach other people how to love you, so you're constantly going to be disappointed with life. There's going to constantly be somebody that disappoints you and hurts you because they don't know how to give you love by your definition of love. So first you have to figure out who you are and how to love you.
One of the ways I tell people to try to do that, and it sounds kind of strange, but it really does work, is when they go into the bathroom first thing in the morning, instead of going in there after listening to the bad news that's on and all the crazy things that's gone on in the world, they need to take a look in that mirror, no matter how they look. I don't care if their hair is sticking up and their mascara is running down their face. Don't care. But they really need to take a look at themselves and actually point to themselves and say, I love me. Because a lot of people don't know how to do that, or they're afraid to do that.
Yes, I always tell people, do a journal. Write about yourself. Who am I? Who do I want to be? What did I do today that I'm proud of? Because there's always, whether it's just the fact that I dressed myself today, it's finding something good about yourself that you're proud of every day.
See, that's
because
so important.
If you don't claim it, nobody else is going to tell you about it. So
not only are they not going to tell you about it, they're not even going to help look for it. because
exactly.
Everybody's so caught up. But people really, they need to slow down. And I know this is a rush world, but we're going to rush through it and we're not going to complete it the way it needs to be completed because we're missing a lot of steps here. So people need to slow down and just kind of do some of the things that Linda's talked about and I have also stated, only because if they can do that for themselves, it will make it much easier for somebody else. Because the same thing you tell them, Linda, I tell them when I do readings. If you can't love yourself, who is going to love you? How are they going to know how to do that? And people look at me like I'm weird.
No, it's a message that we all need to hear over and over and over again. Because you may hear it and you go, huh, okay. But you don't put it into effect.
Right.
And so we have to hear it often to put it into effect. So that I tell people, tape a piece of paper on your mirror, a note that says, I love me, and these are the ways I love me. Because we need that reminder.
Well, we need the reminder. We need to boost ourselves as much as we can. Because, again, if you're not boosting yourself and you're living in what people consider reality, which is wrong because we're not really in reality, then they're not going to find it, and they're going to have a really tough time as the rest of their life goes on to try to complete the things that they need to complete.
You're so right.
So it's very, very important that people really start to take note about who they are and that they are a miracle, a walking miracle within themselves, no matter who they are, no matter what they do, no matter what race they are, religion they are, it doesn't make any difference. They are a walking miracle. And miracles happen every day, and people need to, again, take note that they're going on. Say thanks for it. Let it happen for themselves. People have a hard time with that. The other books that you haven't got quite published, yet,
yes.
Do you know when they might be coming out? Do you have an idea?
We're looking for them early in next year. It's just depending on the publisher right now. I'm working between a couple of them. So.
Okay. Are the other two going to come out at the same time, or are they going to come out a little bit separate?
A little bit separate, but not much.
Okay. Reason why I ask is because I think all of them are real important.
You can keep track of it by going to my website.
Okay, they're on your website so that people can, like, check them out?
Yes.
Okay, so let's give out your website again in case somebody just tuned in.
Okay. It's LindaDrakeBooks.com, and my book is Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, and it can be found at most any bookstore right now. Can, if it doesn't have it in stock, they can order it for you, or you can go on Amazon.com and get it through Amazon, or you can go to my website and get an autographed copy from my website.
The autographed copy makes the most sense, you know? It's something to have because people really, you know, they enjoy having something that actually has come from you personally, not, you know, something that they necessarily ordered over the internet, like, you know, through Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you're ordering it for a friend or if you would like it filled out for you, you know, just specify what name you want it made out to.
Okay. If somebody comes to you and they don't necessarily want to talk to a loved one or find out about a loved one who's already crossed over, and they just want to know more about themselves. Do you also do that, Linda?
Yes. I channel the group Consciousness of Abraham. They assist me in doing my readings for people. And my gift is to be able to communicate with your angels and spirit guides to give me information about your life, your past, present, and your future life. So that's what I do, is I use them to give me guidance for your life.
Okay, so you channel it. You don't use, like, cards or anything. Is that right?
I can do it various ways. I can just sit and channel the messages, or I can do cards that are they're not tarot cards or anything. I don't know what they are. Spirit just gave them to me in the beginning. But they are cards that they're very specific on so to make sure that I cover every detail of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need the cards. It's more of a just to make sure I've covered everything. But because I have your angels and spirit guides here working with me, so it makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm. Which is real important, you know. Like when I do the readings, I get like 50 words a second being pounded into my head, and I'm hearing, it's like, oh, yeah, I really know what that means. So I use the tarot cards to focus because they tell me a whole story, you know. So
exactly.
People have their own tools.
Yeah, that's what mine do. They keep you focused. Yes, so that's very good.
Yeah, they're kind of funny. It's my second deck in 26 years because the first deck I used for 25 years. I mean, they were so bad you couldn't even see the pictures on them, and they look like hourglass because I never shuffle upside down. So they're kind of interesting. I'm going to frame them and put them in my office because after 25 years, there's no way I could just, you know, discard them or put them away and not ever look at them again because they're kind of important to me. And it's funny,
yep.
You know, the
You're
way
good.
That they turn out. Now, other than the book tours, do you go out and do lectures other than when you're doing the book signings?
That's where I typically don't have time. Unless you catch me at one of the Body, Mind, Spirit expos or Conscious Life expos, I'm doing a whole series of expos all over the United States. So you can check my website for that. But if you can catch me at an expo, then I'm doing readings at the expo, and I'm doing lectures there, and I try to get in, like I'm on the East Coast all through October doing workshops at all up and down the East Coast. And so every month I'm just in a different place, and I try to get in some workshops in the different cities. If I have, or if, you know, if I've got somebody that has this, a listener that's from has a bookstore, or has a location that I can go to, I love to do workshops. So Contact me and we'll see about doing a workshop in your area.
Okay, which is kind of interesting. I have another question. When we're talking about kids, Linda, do you do kids, say a child wants to have some kind of information about themselves and they're very, very smart. Is there an age limit that you will not do?
I really haven't found an age limit that I won't do. I work with children, you know, 5, 4-year-olds, even my grandsons. I mean, they know how to do healing. They'll put their hand, you know, if one gets hurt, the other one, you know, the four-year-old will say, here, let me put my hands on you and heal you. They know that they've got some sort of energy and that they can do this. Often they don't understand until they get a little bit older what they're doing, or I always talk with kids about their angels, helping them understand mm-hmm. that they have this whole support group to protect them, that they have these angels and spirit guides that are talking to them and to help them be, help them learn and so that they're not afraid, because the kids, they'll start seeing angels at a very, very early age and don't understand what's going on. And sometimes mm-hmm. they get scared. And so helping them, talking with these children is very beneficial. So if you have a child and they talk about seeing people or having an imaginary friend or having angels around them, you know, encourage them. Let them know that this is okay, that this is not something to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Which is true. I think parents are more afraid of what their child might be seeing because, again, they have that concept, there must be something wrong with my child. You know,
exactly.
Or he's got this imagination and, you know, we have to get it under control before it's too late. Those parents need to lighten up because those kids really do see what they're seeing. And
they
I think it's important that they understand it. Oh, of course. See, and the thing is, I really believe that everybody does, Linda. I just think that there are some people who are so caught up with trying to make everything fit logically in this world that they don't want to hear it. Now, that meant we had another caller call in. So, caller, can I have your name, please?
Yes, this is Rose.
And, Rose, do you have a question?
You have a question for Linda. Linda, hi. I was calling to see if you if my father was around or if you had any messages about my father. Was passed over.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Okay. I've got a man with a mustache standing here. No, I think that's a grandfather. They all of a sudden showed me a big family tree. Does your father have the mustache, or is this a grandfather?
Well, my father had a mustache, and so did my grandfather.
Okay, let me just ask if he's a father or grandfather. Because he uses the term father figure. He uses the term father figure with me. Okay, he says yes, he's your father. So he comes now. This man only been gone. He gives me the number four. So what does the number four mean for you?
Well, he passed over in October, like first or second. It was early in the morning, but four. April, no.
Was he buried on the fourth? Maybe, I don't know. Or is that his birthday? Because he keeps giving me the number four.
No, his birthday's in October.
Okay. He does confirm, yes, he is your father. Now, he says that there, what was the jealousy in the family?
Between whom?
Was your mother jealous of you? What was your relationship with your father?
Well, he was very strict.
Did your mother have to compete with you for your father's attention?
I wouldn't know that. I didn't think so.
Okay. Because he just said that there was always competition in the family for his attention, and because he was not a very warm, fuzzy person. He was more of a strict, logical, structured person. And so he said that there was some competition. Because he says he didn't have enough attention to go around with the family, so there was some jealousy there. He just expresses a lot of love. He says he didn't use the words often enough with his family. He just felt like he worked hard to provide, and so his family. He keeps saying that was how he showed his family love. Am I making sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny, Linda, and when I turned over cards, as soon as she said something, he comes up as the emperor, which means he was stubborn, hard-headed, and opinionated. Is that true about your dad?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also, Yeah, there's also the worst card in the deck for the relationship in the family in general,
yeah.
Which means I agree with what Linda is saying, mm-hmm. that there was some problems, whether you're aware of it or not. I think, Linda, you're probably pretty much right on with what you've said.
Yeah, well, there was problems because he was an alcoholic, and, you know, he was kind of hard to live with.
Not only was he hard to live with, but he himself was very, very angry about life in general. And
yeah.
he got that way as a child himself. And he only knew how to carry that forward is why I think he's apologizing, like what Linda was saying. Because I actually have the worst card in the deck around him, which means he was very dissatisfied or very unhappy inside.
Yeah, he was.
And yep. This sounds strange, but he says he was jealous of his children.
I think so,
because we loved my mother because of his strictness and meanness and anger. Of course, we all went over towards my mother for her nurturing mm-hmm. and love. And I see that. I wasn't aware of that, but that's probably true.
Do you have? No, he didn't, because that's what he knew. Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is she moody? Is she real moody?
She hides her feelings. So on the surface, she seems very friendly, but I really don't know the inside of her personality, because she hides it. She always has.
She's pretty angry about a lot of things that's gone on in her life, too. So I think it would be good if you guys could try to talk through things a little bit more. You can't ask her a bunch of questions, but
mm-hmm.
you can try to talk a little bit better with her, because she's doing a lot of suffering inside, too, just like your dad did.
You know, I've tried talking to her, and she like denies, like, well, no, I didn't remember him being mean or doing this or treating us this way. She's in complete denial, and so I don't know how to reach her.
She may be in complete denial up front because she doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to give you my website, and on my website there is a thing at the bottom of it called the Let Go Letter.
Yeah.
You guys need to click on that and find a way to do it, because you're all pretty angry about the way you were raised and the way you grew up.
Yeah.
So my website is www.nancys, that's NANCYS,
mm-hmm.
psychicresources.com.
Because okay.
you guys are all suffering from a lot of stuff kind of left over from your father's death that you've not settled yet. Do you
yeah.
tend to find that true, Linda?
Yes, and that's what I was talking about earlier with, you know, you can have a better relationship with him on the other side than you had here, because you have to create the forgiveness. It's up to you. That's your responsibility, to create the forgiveness with that loved one.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm working on that. I'm really going through a spiritual transition right now in my life, and I'm working towards healing, and I have forgiven my father, and my next step is healing to the point where I can reach out to my mother and my sister and help them.
There's a part of you that you also have to forgive yourself for, too, okay? So understand that.
Okay.
And I know you're working
on
all of it.
It's taking on the belief that I deserve love. I am worthy of this. That's
right.
What you have to work with.
I know. Because raised with total negative your whole life, you actually believe it in your adulthood. I know that. And I am working on that.
If you go onto my website and look up that letter, it will help you tremendously to really let go of the past hurts, pains, angers, and guilt, which is exactly what it's for. Okay?
Okay. I definitely will. Thank you, Linda, and thank you, Nancy, very much.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Linda, we're almost out of time. Do you believe that?
Oh, it went by fast.
It always goes by fast. But before we run out of time, I want to thank you for being on the show, because you have been very enlightening, and I'm sure that you will be getting a lot of, you know, people on your website looking to see where you're going to be, and probably even purchasing your book, because I think it's a really good book that people need. And when your other two come out, they need the whole series. Just like you said, they were all written at once, so they need to probably get all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, Linda, I'm going to, again, thank you for being on the show, and we'll have you on a show again. And when you're in town, please look me up, because I'm in Chicago, so look me up, okay? And I'd like to thank
Chicago.
You. Good.
I'll be in Chicago in September. So
September, okay. Make sure you give me a call when you come in, okay?
I sure will.
All right. And I would like to thank you, the listening audience, because we have a good time with people listening, and we do like to have calls come in when we open the phone lines. So may God bless all of you. Hopefully you will go into the archive part and listen to this again, and it will help you get through some of the times that have not been so good for yourself. So, again, may God bless all of you. Take care, and we'll be talking next week. Bye now.